Visa holders working in nursing homes could be allowed to take on extra hours under a plan to help the aged care sector deal with coronavirus. An outbreak of the illness at a Sydney nursing home where one elderly patient has died has raised concerns about whether there are enough staff to care for people who are especially vulnerable. And it's not the only area where the illness is causing workforce pressures. Here's political reporter Jade McMillan.
As it deals with a coronavirus outbreak at one of its Sydney nursing homes, aged care provider Baptist Care is sharing its lessons with others, including Sean Rooney from the association Leading Age Services Australia.
It was a very useful way for us to understand what happened and what additional measures need to be taken in order to ensure protection from infection, but also highlighted the need for us to be ahead of the curve with respect to ensuring that there is adequate supply of staff.
Some of the nursing home staff have tested positive themselves, while others have chosen not to return to work. At a meeting of aged care representatives in Canberra yesterday, the federal government was asked to look at new options to ensure enough staff are available across the sector.
Currently, we have overseas worker visas that allow people to work up to 20 hours a week in residential aged care. We could extend the hours for work available for those people. Looking at the regulatory arrangements around general practice, the use of graduates and students in circumstances where additional capacity is required.
The Minister for Aged Care, Richard Colbeck, says a range of suggestions are being considered. But when it comes to workforce pressures, the effects of coronavirus aren't confined to the aged care and health systems. Crisis management firm RiskLogic advises companies on how to deal with the illness.
Up until last week, before we saw the rapid spread in countries outside of China, this was largely a business issue for Australia as opposed to a people issue.
Chief Executive Dan Shield says that focus has now shifted, and many larger businesses have plans in place to split their workforce if they need to.
So social distancing is a fairly, I'll call it a fairly extreme measure, but that involves staff having to work from home or working from alternate sites as opposed to the main office.
While that might work for office-based staff, those working for smaller businesses don't have as much flexibility. Kate Carnell is Australia's Small Business Ombudsman.
Small businesses in retail and hospitality have a particular duty of care to their employees because fairly obviously their employees can't work from home.
She says common sense measures like hand washing are the best way to protect employees, and she's urged members of the public not to be scared off from their favourite spots.
It's been a tough summer already with the smoke that we've had with bushfires, so it's really important to look after your local shops, your local restaurants and help them keep their staff on board.
The Australian Small Business Ombudsman, Kate Carnell, ending that report from Jade McMillan.